Day. John C., circa 1811 to after 1880. And Phoebe, circa 1821 to after 1880. John C. Day, a carpenter from Massachusetts, participated in the Millerite movement and became a Sabbath-keeping Adventist in 1851. He wrote several theological articles for the Review in 1853 to 1854 and traveled, at least locally, as a preacher. His ambitions as a preacher collided with Ellen White's vision of September 1852, according to which Day has been mistaken and thought that God had a greater work for him to do than he had ever laid upon him. John Day subsequently defected to the oppositional, though also Sabbatarian, Messenger Party in 1854 or 1855, and wrote against the Whites in The Messenger of Truth. By October 1856, however, Day reversed his position, writing a confessional letter to the Review asking for forgiveness of the entire church. Ellen White's vision 2 years later, in December 1858, in which Day and certain others were described as changeable and wavering, met its fulfillment when, in the early 1860s, Day again left the Seventh-day Adventists and joined the early stages of the offshoot Marian Party, which became the Church of God, Seventh Day. In a letter to the Hope of Israel in 1864, he vented his bitterness at being cast off because he and others have dared to express their doubts as to the inspiration of E.G. White's visions.